The Classic FM Arts Daily Podcast with Bob Jones.
As we've been hearing over the past few weeks, the London Children's Ballet's latest performance is a challenge in many ways. They're performing Jane Eyre between the 15th and 18th of May at the Peacock Theatre in London. Rehearsals have been in full swing over Easter and in the school holidays. Nicole Tung is the choreographer for the show this year. She's bringing a new take on a 10-year-old score from a composer living in Ukraine. I asked her how she started to approach the project.
Lucille gave me the music and we went through it moment by moment with the scenario, which is again from sort of when they used it 10 years ago. And then it was about finding the kids. So lots of auditions, 600 kids to get through, whittling it down to about 50. And then the rehearsal started sort of November, December time.
Now, you say the music already existed. It's been around for about 10 years or so. How usual is that from your perspective? Do you always come at it from having music which is quite well established?
It really does depend on the project that you're doing. I did a project for the Rock School for Dance in Philadelphia, and that was a lot of Tchaikovsky's music and Kachaturian. So that was all, obviously, you know, there to be sort of used. And some of it is great, because I mean, if you really connect with the music, for me, my job's halfway done. However, if you are sort of working with a composer right from the start, from the scratch, you're getting it tailor-made. So then you can really sort of fiddle with it and make it your own. So there's a sort of, I've had to try and fall in love with this music. You know, that was their collaboration from 10 years ago. So they've had their own story going, their own relationship with the former choreographer. That's been a bit of a challenge for me, actually. And the best way of describing it is like having a jigsaw puzzle without the pattern on, and you have to try and put the jigsaw puzzle back together again and make sense of it, and then make it your own and sort of take ownership over it.
Does that also mean that you do get a chance to change it, or is there any scope for that at all? Or
yeah.
It's a dialogue, I guess, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I emailed Julia, the composer, and said, look, do you mind if I start fiddling around with this? Obviously, you haven't got time to start recomposing because she's working on other projects. And she was really understanding. She said, absolutely, do what you need to do. If you want to cut and paste, go right ahead. So Philip, the conductor, and myself, we've been doing a lot of that. We've been having lots of meetings where we're kind of reworking the entire score to just fine-tune it so that it really reflects what I'm doing from where I'm coming from.
Was the music specifically written for children?
I mean, it was for London Children's Ballet, so I think, that would have been in mind. And in fact, actually, within the score, there are sections that really do reflect sort of children's, I don't know, play music, sort of. There's lots of themes there that were sort of reminiscent of nursery rhymes or, I mean, you'd have to ask Julia that, but for me, that's how I'm sort of...
10 years is a long time in the arts, and probably the way that it was approached first off is not the way that it would be done now. Are there certain themes or things which people expect these days from the choreography in a ballet?
I don't know what audiences' expectations are. What I do know is that I think they're far more demanding than they used to be. So if you're taking, in this case, you've got a very strong narrative... It's a really heavy novel that you've got to get the exposition out, get that out. You're dealing with kids, so the kids of the audience of is the children. So they've got to be able to understand and follow what's going on. They've got to be taken on a journey. And given that Jane Eyre is quite a heavy narrative, I don't want them all to feel very depressed the whole way through. So they've all got to sort of enjoy it as well. So I'm trying to put light moments of light and shade in there.
As you say, it is a well-known story, but does that make it harder from your perspective? Because it means, as you say, there are certain elements that have to go in there. But I guess in a ballet, there are elements which people expect, but don't necessarily fit into something like Jane Eyre.
Well, for example, with the fire sequence, everyone keeps saying to me, oh my goodness, what are you going to do? You know, it's a burning manor house. Thankfully, Lucille said, great, well, we're having flames, all the dancers are flames. So that's taking care of that. I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how the audience react to it, you know, and whether I've hit the level or not. I think the kids are responding very well, and there's a lot of material to be getting out each week. I have 5 hours on a Sunday. I've had about 9-10 of those sessions. And then we have an Easter week. So from sort of Sunday to Sunday, every single day the kids are coming in. So there's a lot more continuity there. And I think for me, that's when the bulk of the work will get done. And I work better when there is continuity. And I think the kids do too as well. I mean, they're trying to have to remember all the material from last week. And they're reminding me and I'm reminding them. And Mark, the pianist, is absolutely wonderful. And he marks up the score, the piano score, as we're going along. So he's reminding me as well, saying, oh, I think it was Chenet's on that bar rather than, don't know, skips or whatever. And so rather than when I'm working in opera, we'll sort of say, let's go from bar 30, figure 20, what have you. I'm saying to Mark, right, can we go from the Chenet sequence? And he's already, because he's marked it up, we both know exactly where we are.
Because you're working with kids who will come once a week. It's not a professional troupe who would be working on this day after day after day.
Yeah.
But that, again, I guess, is tricky because you know you have to approach it in a different way.
Yeah, you've got to make it fun for them. But there's also a sense of discipline that has to be in the studio as well. And that's a fine balance, especially with nine-year-olds. I mean, the age range is from 9 to 16. So, and their concentration span varies. And from one Sunday to the next, it can vary greatly. One kid might be really on it one day. And the next day, they may come in with a headache and just can't pick up the material. And you've got a whole solo to teach them, or a pas de deux, or a trio, what have you. So you are slightly dependent on the speed of the children and their mood and how they're coping that day.
For a lot of these kids, this is their first experience of getting involved with something which actually is quite intense and is professional, not just the dance movements but also the music. Is that something which you are aware of? Do they have this kind of experience in school anyway?
That I don't know because I haven't asked them. But when we get into a studio, one of my primary objectives is to make sure that they really understand the music and that they're taking ownership over that, because their body memory will work that much faster if they really understand the music. And that's actually, I mean, I'm going from when I was a kid, when I first started dancing, it was all about my response to the music. So if I was really turned on by the music, I would learn it that much faster, or I would choreograph that much faster and enjoy it that much more. And in this particular instance, the score in some places is incredibly complex. I mean, really very difficult. And I have to go to the conductor and the pianist and say, help me, what's the music, you know, what's the time signature here? And it's shifting all over the place. So, for example, when we're doing the waltz, this waltzing sequence in the ballroom, the time signature is in a 3-4, but on the 6th bar, Julia has inserted a bar of 4, so it's 4 counts, suddenly stuck into a 3-4. So we had to just make sure that all the kids were aware of that. So they're all counting 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 4, and then back in to 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. And they're great and they love it. I mean, they actually respond very well. And then, or I get them clapping out the rhythmical structure of certain phrases. There's another very complicated section where Brocklehurst, the owner of Lowood School, sort of the headmaster, he has some really complicated music where it's syncopated. And so the accents can be hitting all over the place on a 1 and a 3 and a 5 and a 7, all, you know. And again, we just make sure that they're all aware of what's happening there so that it's pinging out. And they're rising to the challenge, actually.
Now, this isn't the only thing that you do, and you do work with adults as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference? I mean, or is it... Do you find that one is harder than the other?
Well, there's the word ego, and you tend to find the ego more with the adults, particularly in the opera world. I mean, I've been working in various operas with various companies in Europe and in the UK, and the higher up you go, the more difficult, actually, you find the artist can be. And there are just a few more hoops to jump through and various ways of communicating and negotiating with them to get the best result. You seem to have to sort of, I don't know, massage them a little bit more to get the best out of them. I mean, they're awesome. It's wonderful to work with them, and they're incredibly highly skilled and talented artists. I think what children bring to it is a sense of general just enthusiasm for the project and keenness overall, and their energy as well. And they don't tend to complain, really. They just kind of want to get it done. And I really enjoy working with them. I mean, we do have a lot of fun in the studio. Right from the off, my intention is to encourage them to have the confidence to speak out and tell me how they're getting on and if they're enjoying it or not, and if not, how we can make it better, and if they're struggling with the steps or they don't understand the music or whatever it is. And some of them do. They sort of just speak out going, oh, I'm really enjoying this, or I'm finding this hard, or whatever, and they can be quite cheeky as well.
Nicole Tung, choreographer for the London Children's Ballet this year. The show is on at the Peacock Theatre in London between the 15th and 18th of May. That is it from this edition of Classic FM Arts Daily. Thanks for listening. Join me again tomorrow.
The Classic FM Arts Daily Podcast.